she chose to become a Jew, leaving her pagan religion behind, and God used her in his great plan to be part of the lineage of Christ, who would finally redeem mankind. Ruth was not bound to Naomi. She chose to stay with her. Naomi and Ruth were poor, widows and poor, returning to Naomi's homeland of Bethlehem in hopes of finding assistance in mere survival was the plan. In today's world, it would look like this. Naomi and Ruth were so poor that they went to soup kitchens. They stayed in shelters. They ate breakfast and lunch at the city mission. They went to the food bank for food insecurity. They were getting sustenance, just enough to live and not die. Ruth chose the harder life, a life of integrity and loyal, not only to Naomi, but to God. And God honored her and blessed her. And Boaz, in his role of kinsman redeemer, do you remember? He married Ruth to continue a bloodline. Jesus, through the shedding of his blood, was a kinsman redeemer for all of mankind. And through a much despised nation, an Israeli man, a Jewish man, we have the lineage from Boaz and Ruth all the way down to Jesus Christ. And God will use anyone as he pleases. Amen. The last chapter of Ruth lists the genealogy of David. It's a real short read, but it's like, wow. You know, you just don't ever remember that or think about that. The book of Ruth is a story about a brave woman of noble character. Her story is short but powerful. The book is not called the Book of Boaz, ladies. It's the Book of Ruth because it's her genuine love of God that empowers her to make hard decisions that are rooted in honor. So what are the next two books to read? 1 and 2 Samuel. They are named after the person God used to establish the monarchy in Israel. Samuel not only anointed both Saul and David, Israel's first two kings, but he gave definition to the new order of how God was going to continue to rule over Israel. In 1 and 2 Samuel, which was originally one book, but due to the length of the work, they were separated into two books in our modern Bible. Looking back at the book of Judges, a period of big-time failure, we look forward to Samuel to show the need for a wise and faithful ruler in Israel, and Samuel is chosen by the Lord to direct that. The book focuses on three main characters, Samuel, Saul, and David. These were three important leaders whose actions would transition Israel from a group of tribes ruled by judges into a unified kingdom ruled by King David in Jerusalem. The events described in 1 and 2 Samuel take place in Israel from the beginning of Samuel's life up until the last days of David's kingdom. This is where we're going to stop today. So, blessings to you and have a great week. And I'm not going to turn the recorder off yet, but just so that I can reiterate what I said to you, we are talking about the book of Judges and seeing the gradual and partial conquest of Canaan and the debauchery of Israel as they turn to the Canaanite ways because they failed to drive the Canaanites out of the land. When you, and if you are ever in a situation where you have to defend Israel in Israel, and that's what the whole premise of this Sunday school class started, is how do we wrap our brains around it? How do we talk to someone else, you know, with biblical evidence and respect about why Israel does have a claim to the land? What would be the most beautiful thing to happen is what we've talked about before. If the sons of Ishmael and the sons of Abraham can come together and live in peace in the Middle East, that would be the beautiful thing. That may never, ever happen until the king comes back. But they're trying on this side of that. Israel is has always taken sort of like the back seat, maybe, if you look at it that way. They gave up the they gave up Golan Heights, they gave up the West Bank, they gave up Gaza, and peace did not come to that area at all. They are continually being bombarded by their enemies. The citizens of Israel, their cell phones have an app. The app goes off when they have 7 minutes to get to a bomb shelter. Sometimes 4 minutes. It tells them how much time, depending on what missile's coming in today. They are waiting in anticipation as we speak today because Iran has said, we're going to burn you. And they don't know when it's going to happen, but that's another reason why we need to be praying for Israel for the next 70-some days, because not only has Iran made the statement over and over and over, we're not done, we're going to destroy Israel and their people, but they've also said, we will destroy America. In Europe, there are different nations that have neighborhoods that are not being policed by the country's police force or military. They don't even go into those areas. They've been taken over by radical Muslims who have moved into those countries. In England, there are sections of London that the police won't even go near. It is happening here in America. It's already happened. Years ago in Dearborn, Michigan, became a very big hub of people from the Middle East. In fact, you can barely go in there today. I remember going 25, 30 years ago with Syrian friends up to Dearborn to get Syrian bread, the great big huge flat bread. Lebanese people make the same. It's the Middle East, it's almost the same thing. And going into the stores where Syrian foods were made, you know, like the baklava and the spinach pies and kibbeh, grape leaves. And even then, that long ago, it was so full of Arab people. Which it wasn't a threatening thing then. You know, we didn't have to be afraid of that. But Dearborn, they do not police Dearborn at all. And Michigan is very much a blue state because of the Muslim population in Michigan. Not that that's a bad thing. Because I don't want it ever to be heard by you that, you know, all Muslims are bad. Because that is not true. And many of them are coming to faith in Christ. But that radical Islamic mindset is detrimental not only to the Middle East, but to us also. So if you're inclined, read Judges all the way through and go through the book of Ruth and 1 and 2 Samuel. That's a lot to read in a week. But do the cliff notes if you're so inclined. If you have a good study Bible, they have really good cliff notes that help a lot. But I'll tell you where I get a lot of my like more modern explanation is thebibleproject.com. It's been very, very helpful, very interesting. Or Bible Gateway is another one that you can look at. But okay, that's it for me. Do we have anything that you want to talk about or ask? Or nope. For 5 minutes, that's all I'm giving you. Everybody good? All right, then let's just close with prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for who you are, how you've revealed yourself to each and every person in this room. Father, we just pray for our family and loved ones who do not yet know you. They believe in you, but they don't know you. Father, we pray that you reveal yourself to them, that you pursue them to so mightily to the point where they finally want to get to have a relationship with you, Father. We are living in troubled times. There's stuff going on all over the world, and we just ask that you do us this favor and pursue our loved ones. Holy Spirit, just convict them that Jesus Christ is the truth, the way, and the life. Father, we pray over this nation, the transition from leadership. Father, we just pray for each and every leader in this country, from the federal level to the state level, just to come to a peaceful agreement with you, at the very least. But we just ask, Father, for a revival in our governments, from the federal level to the school board, local school boards. Bring revival to this country, Father, and let us truly be known as a Christian nation, a city on a hill, light in the darkness. And we pray the same thing over our brothers and sisters in Israel. Keep them safe, Father. Do not let Iran be able to wipe them from the earth, Father. Just let them be the flapping wings where they just talk, but they have bravado, but no follow-up, Father. We ask that you just bring an end to this Iranian Palestinian radical group that is just not only destroying the Middle East, but also the people in their country. Continue just to protect the Christians in the Middle East, Father. Make them invisible to the enemies. And we just pray for a great week, Father, in both countries and around the world. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.